Okay, good morning. It's Sunday morning, February 2nd already. Wow. Okay. Today we're going to do something very specific and very different. We're just going to go through Reb Shlomo Zalman's tshuva about opening bottle caps on Shabbos. There are other tshuvas about it, but we're going to start with Reb Shlomo Zalman's tshuva. What we have to do, I was at Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach's Levaya when I was in my second year in Keren Biavna in Yeshiva after high school, so that means, let's say around 19 years ago, he passed away. So I was like 95, 96, something like that. So I was at his levaya, and I remember being among the quarter million people of all types who were at his levaya. He was an incredible person. Everybody felt each type of orthodoxy felt like he was their rav. Like the Haredim felt that he was their rav, and the Mizrahi felt that he was their, you know, their rav, and he was a great person. Okay, so before we do that, I have to ask you a very simple question. After you use a toothpick, what do you do with the toothpick? Oh, you just said something very important. What? The Gemara that tells us that Beit Zadaf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis says that you're making a kli and you chayev a karban chatas, meaning you violated makom patish on a daraisa level if you broke off a toothpick. Even though, what do you do with a toothpick? You throw it away. So what did you just discover? That making a kli is, even if you're going to use it once and throw it out, that's still considered making a kli on a daraisa level. You hear that?
Yeah.
So, if that's the case, what we're going to have to see how that pans itself out. It's actually the only Gemara that he bases himself on. There's going to be the other Gemara that talks about Pasech Beis HaTzavar. You remember when they used to make shirts and you have to poke the hole through the shirt, open it up so that it's usable? That's another Gemara that's going to be discussed. The other Gemara that comes into play with opening bottle caps on Shabbos is actually not so much a discussion by opening bottle caps, but at the end of the second Shuva, Reb Shlomo Zalman talks about opening soda cans. Opening soda cans has a different issue. What the issue by opening soda cans is a sugya regarding making a petach on Shabbos. Meaning, you know, when they had the old milk bottles that you had to make a spout, you sort of you ripped apart the top of the cardboard and you squeezed it in a certain way that would turn into a spout?
Your answer is no.
Yeah.
Oranges, yeah. Nowadays, no, they don't have either of them. But do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rip it. Yeah, don't they have that, like, little coffin of milk?
Right. Yeah. The small cans of milk still have it. Right, the small cans of milk still have it. So that's a great example where you have a closed container, and then you create a petach. You create a doorway to pour in and pour out. Okay? That's a different... That has a lot of applications in the Gemara, where it talks about where you have a barrel and you make a hole in it so that you could drain the barrel, get the stuff out of the barrel. That's not what we're talking about when we're talking about opening up a soda bottle, because here the issue is going to be making a kli. When you talk about making a petach, that's talking about, listen carefully, you're not making a kli, you're making a petach on the kli, which is one sugya. That's not going to be what we're going to talk about today. What we will talk about today is making that bottle cap itself. Are you making a kli or not? Let's just outline the... first he's going to talk about the metal bottle caps. Now, metal bottle caps are not used on soda bottles. They are not even used on the grape juice bottles. Why not? Because they used to be. And then when the Kedem realized that the grape juice that Reb Shlomo Zalman says, or that the many posts can hold, that the metal bottle caps can't be opened on Shabbos, they made a very smart decision. They switched to plastic. Except this past Shabbos, we had an exception. The sparkling grape juice, they still use the metal caps. So this past Shabbos, the metal caps, which we're going to see, which Shlomo Zalman is going to say it's a problem to open, we couldn't open it. So what did we do? We didn't have any other grape juice. We ran out of grape juice. We ran out of wine. We just had the sparkling grape juice. So how do you prevent something from becoming a kli?
You make a hole.
Exactly. Poke a hole on the top so it can't be a kli anymore. It's not going to be able to hold anything or be a you know, useful cap, because it will still spill if it would pour over. And so we didn't make a kli. Poked a hole and then took it off, no problem. Let's see, however, where it comes that there's this distinction between a metal cap and a plastic cap.
What about a wine?
A cork?
Yeah.
Corks are fine.
Yeah.
Because it's a cork. It was a cork and it still is a cork. Nothing's changing about the cork.
Okay.
Nothing's changing about the use
it's
of the cork.
It's not because of this, like, closet that we have that you put out the door on.
Oh, the Gemara that we had about the, the doorway of the there.
Is that the same thing?
No. You're asking a good question. We had a Gemara that talked about the delet of a shita teva umigdal, the door of a chest or a closet that's disattached and you attach it there. It was a xerid rabbana that you might attach it with pins. And if you would attach it with pins, then it would be chayev, right?
Here you're not able
but here you, there's no possibility of, oh my gosh, you might attach the cork with, you know, with
something.
With anything. So it can never come to anything. So it wouldn't be us. Okay. Let's read it inside. I'm going to do the first paragraph of this tshuva, then I'm going to skip to the second tshuva. Okay? If you want to take out a pencil, if anyone needs a pencil, I have a pencil for you. Anyone needs a pencil?
What about if you only going to pour out, if you're going to only want to get, like, juice out from the bottle, you're never going to put something else? That's the whole thing of the...
Yes, when we talked about Matis Murpas, so there, what was the issue? Was the issue there making a clear, or the issue was opening, making a petach in a kli?
I don't know.
You tell me.
Petach.
Correct. When you have a discussion of making a petach, then the issue is it going in and out, or just in? Here we're not talking about making a petach. Here we're talking about that perhaps you're making a kli when you snap off the top of the when you snap off the bottle cap. We're not talking about making a petach. Again, that's going to be a different sugya. Opening those orange juice containers where you make a hole that wasn't there before, that's a different sugya. Here we're talking about just, is the bottle cap itself making a new kli and therefore going to be makabe patish, of creating a kli. So let's start from the top. Al da'at she'elato. On the da'at of your she'ela, of his she'ela, Be'inyan pekak shel pach. A cap of pach means metal. Or tin. A cap of tin. Asher bapa'am harishona shepotchim oto. The first time that they open it, what happens? Nifrad mimenu. Separates from it. Chelek hatachton. The bottom part. Vinishar, and it remains kitabat. What's a tabat?
Ring.
Like a ring. Al tzavar habakbuk.
Ring?
Tabat is a ring. You put a tabat on her finger. Soon. And it is remains as a ring on the tzavar of the bakbuk. What's a tzavar?
Neck. Neck.
Tzavar is the neck. It remains as a ring on the neck. Bakbuk is a bottle. Yeah. Says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, Pashat Hadavar. What does that mean?
It's obvious.
So this is an obvious thing. She Iser Gamer. Who? It's an absolute prohibition, it is. Liftoch Bo, to open it, Larishona, at first, for the first time, meaning if it hasn't been opened before, Larishona, Peshabbos. So now he's going to say something interesting. He's going to say, what's the purpose of this? When you have a new bottle of wine that has a metal cap on it, what's the purpose of that metal cap?
To keep the wine, the juice, I don't know,
fresh. Okay, fine. Fine. And what happens after you open it up?
It starts losing.
And what do you have? What do you put your cap on? When you put the cap back on?
To maintain it or to keep the contents in.
So the cap beforehand and the cap afterwards is doing the same thing.
Correct.
So you're not creating any new clea. It was a clea from the beginning.
Except it was connected at the beginning. Now it's separate.
Okay, so it's the same clea. It's just before it was connected, now it's not connected, but it was the same clea, isn't it?
Beforehand there was one clea, now there was two clea.
No. Beforehand you had a bottle and a clea on top that sealed it.
But
one's made out of glass, one's made out of metal.
Okay, fine, but the clea on top is connected to the clea on bottom, therefore basically combining it into one clea. then when you separate it, it's no longer just one kli. It's now two, the two separate klis, which can be connected once again, just not the same.
So let's look at the bottle cap before I open it. What is the purpose? Is it serving?
It maintains the special.
After I take it off and I want to use it again, what is the purpose of the serving?
Maintains the freshness.
So why would you call that creating a new kli? On the terms of the bottle cap. I didn't change the bottle. That hasn't been changed. Meaning, everyone agrees that there's a cover on something. If there's a wrapping on something, if something's in a pocket or in a bag, you could open up the bag or open up the pocket or open up the thing that's covering it over. So it can't just be that the bottle was never a bottle, now you made it into a bottle. No, the bottle is always a bottle. There's a cover on the bottle. You can take off a cover. The question is, are you making a kli? Well, it was a kli beforehand. So you know what he's going to say? He's going to say something great. Before you open the cap, what could this be a bottle cover for?
Just that.
Just that. Why just that?
Because it's connected to it.
Because what happens if I break the bottle underneath it? I smash all the glass, and I'm left with my cap. What could it cover?
Another bottle.
Another bottle, but only a bottle that would.
It was the same.
It's the same.
No, you won't be able to fit it over the same size.
That would match the same cuts.
It would have to be much smaller. Right, if you have this and you break the thing underneath it, it's not going to fit on the same size bottle. Remember, the way they press the metal around the side of the bottle, the way they grip it, if you would break all the glass, you wouldn't be able to put it on the bottle again. Because they take a flat piece of metal, put it on here, and then they squeeze it tight, right? Mm-hmm. That's how they make those bottle caps. So because it has its like indentations, it goes over the lip, it won't be able to go over the same size bottle. It'll only be able to go over a smaller bottle.
When you open a metal bottle cap and then re-screw...
What? If you would just... You're not opening it. Let's say you would leave it as is.
Oh, yeah.
And just crash all the glass. And you have the original metal bottle cap as you had it the whole time.
Right.
So it would only be worth... It would only work for a smaller bottle. So... Right now, what is it doing? It's closing a big bottle. Afterwards, even if you break everything, it would
only a smaller
bottle. So that would be a different purpose. It would now serve a different purpose. Let's do that inside. Why is it going to be also to open this kli? Why to make this at the end of the second line? Kevan since she'af even im hayu shovrim et hatzluchit.
Shovrim.
What's shovrim?
Break.
Shover. To break. If they would break the tzluchit means the glass bottle. And they would remove all the glass from that cap, they'd just get rid of all the glass. Umotziim, and they take out, at shivre, what's shever?
Broken.
Yeah, the shards, the pieces, the glass pieces, hazachuchit of the glass, mehapkak, from the inside of the cap. Mikol makom, nevertheless, kolzman shehapkak, Mechuber lechelek hatachton. As long as now, let's look at think of a cap. What? Pekak is the cap. She hapkak. That the cap is mechuber. Let's think about the cap for a second. The cap again. They have a piece of metal that they is flat piece of metal. Then they shmush it around the bottle so that it fits the curves of the bottle. And on the bottom of that piece of metal is, it's a ring, but it's not really, it's the same piece of metal, it's just there's some perforations there. You understand what I mean?
It is.
It's no, not like that. That's not the same piece of plastic, just with some perforations. That's what's going to be the significant difference. There's two pieces of plastic that are connected with a little...
line.
With a line, with about six lines or eight lines around it. As opposed to the piece of metal, they take one sheet of metal and squeeze it, and they just make some perforations in the sheet of metal. You have to. I wish I had a bottle. I have to bring my grape juice bottle tomorrow. I have another that I could bring tomorrow. So now let's see it again. The underlying lines. Kozman shapkak. So all the time that the cap is mechubar, is attached, lechelek hatachton, to the bottom piece, meaning what's going to become the ring, as while it's still attached, meaning the whole cap on, the way it is now, eino ra'ui klal, it is not able at all, l'chasot, what's l'chasot? To cover bo with it, bakbuk acher kazeh. When you have this cap on, when you have the full metal cap on a bottle, can you just use it for something else right now?
No.
Absolutely not. Why? Because it's tightly adhering to the sides of the bottle. V'nimsa, and it ends up, it is shown, it is found, delona sepkak, so it didn't become a cap. Right now you can't cover anything else. So it didn't become a cap, except for this, that you snapped, you twisted it, and thereby you chatach. What's chatach? You cut et hatabaat mehapkak.
Chatach is cut.
Shevad chatach. Chaticha is a cut. Yeah, a slice. Chatach. You cut the tabat, the ring mehapkak from the cap. The kevan shekain. And since that's the case, what did you just do? You had a piece that was not able to cover other bottles. What did you do after you opened it up? You have a cap that can cover other bottles. So what did you just do? You created a kli. V'kema chiken, and since that is so, havalei, it is to him, vadai, certainly, tikkun kli. What does tikkun kli mean? Havalei. Hava it is, lei to him. Meaning, that's a nice way of saying it's considered. Havalei, it is to him, meaning it is. It is to him a tikkun kli. What does tikkun kli mean?
Make it a kli.
Which melacha is that?
Makom padish.
Correct. Where do you see that making a kli is makom padish? I thought makom padish just means putting the finishing touch on a kli.
No, so here, in the pizza, no?
Which Gemara? Which Gemara tells you that making a kli is makom padish? Which Gemara? That's not making a kli anew. That's not creating a kli from. You didn't have a kli, now you have a kli. What Gemara?
No.
There is a finishing touch on this. That's going to be the finishing touch. What? Mita shall tarsiyim. Okay, there you made a kli. That's correct. Where else did you make a kli? What other Gemara? I'll give you a hint. You don't have to go to other source sheets.
The
toothpick.
Yeah, that's
the next line. Ukemosha aser, right after the underlined line. Ukemosha aser, just like it's aser. Liktom, to snap off. Kisam, a splinter. Kedei, so that. Lachatzot means it's a verb of like
slaw.
What?
Divide.
That's lachatzot, but lachatzot is to use a toothpick. How do you say that in one word in English, in the verb form?
Pick.
To pick your teeth. Lachatzot, bo, to pick with it. Pamachad bavad. Even one time. Even only one time. Et shinav. His teeth. And what are you going to do afterwards?
Acharika yizrak. Throw it out.
Exactly. Acharika, and afterwards, yizrak. You'll throw it, enu, it. Still, it's aser because mishum tikkun kli. Kamavur by Gemara, like it's explained in the Gemara. Oh, it's a printing mistake. After this, it should say uve shulchan arach. Instead, it says uve shas. It's in the Gemara, and it's in shulchan arach. It's a printing mistake. Where is it in the Gemara? In the shulchan arach? Orach. Chaim, Simon Shad, Chaf Beis, Kama. So if it's also to make the splinter, Kol Shekain, certainly, She'osur La'asot Pekak Lebakbuk, it's prohibited to make a Pekak, what's a Pekak, Alan?
Cap.
Lebakbuk to the bottle, Ayodezeh, through this, She'chotech Mimeno Miktzat, that you break off part of it, Ayodezeh, and thereby, and through this, Nasa roi, it becomes worthy to use it, l'shtamish bo kipkak. Let's skip to the next truma, on the bottom page 2. I want to tell you one thing. I have a quick question while we're in the middle of this. Do you remember the Ran and Meiri and Sefer Yerayim?
Yeah.
What was their opinion in Hilchos Makom HaPatish?
The HaPatish when you do the finishing touch.
It's only when you do the finishing touch and not when you actually...
Yeah, when you finish the thing.
Right.
Sorry.
So what Gemara could you ask is against them?
The Gemara in Beitza.
Explain.
That said... No, because when you finish, actually, when you finish the Israshi, you know?
Is the, when you splinter off the toothpick.
Yeah, because splintering off the toothpick is itself making the kli. It's not like I have a toothpick and then I put a finishing touch on the toothpick. Yeah. I put the, you know, the little umbrella top on the toothpick, or little fuzzy things on the fancy toothpick. No, making the toothpick is itself. It's against the Ran and the Ram and the Ran. It's an explicit Gemara against them. We have a clear Gemara that says when you make the kli, you finish the kli itself, that finishing, that making the kli is Magam Padish. It's not a, I have a kli already, I do something afterwards. It's a strong question on the Rishonim. Look at the Gemara. Look at the one line of Gemara. And tell me how they could answer it.
What?
First page of the Ramah Kamas.
Can you see it there? The bread, the piece of wood was already there, and they're just making the final improvement. Makes it.
I mean, everything. The raw materials are there, and you're making the. But still, it's not. It's not. It wasn't a kli in a finishing. It wasn't a kli gomer that you just finished. It wasn't. Wasn't the kli yet. And I'll prove to you that. Yeah.
So it's the same Gemara, no?
They're not. I mean, what do you mean? It's the same Gemara.
It's a.
Where did they said their piece of Beitza? Okay. That just makes a very good question. What malacha does the Gemara say that you violate? When you make a splinter?
Cute bonnet.
When you're making a splinter, what Gemara?
Where?
What are you violating? Where? What does it say, Nathan? Thank you. Where does it say that?
Chayav Chatat.
You've been tricked, Nathan. Rashi pulled the wool over your eyes.
Yeah.
Rashi said, Makom HaPadish, see you soon. That's what the Gemara meant, right? Well, it works well for Rashi. Because Rashi understands that making the kli itself is the Makom HaPadish. How will they have to read this Gemara? Chayv Chatat for something not Makom HaPadish. They'll say it's maybe it's Chayv Chatat for ripping, for breaking off.
Chatat cutting.
What? Rashi says Makom HaPatish. In the words that I underlined, I said Kli Mashvele. Kli he is making. Making a Kli, that's code word for Makom HaPatish. The other Rishonim will say, no, you're Chayav Chata for something else, for cutting, for you know, cutting on a certain line. Mechatech, I think, is the name of the Malacha. When you cut along a certain line, that's the Malacha that you'll violate, according to those other Rishonim. Okay, now we're going to see the main part of the... Rav Shlomo Zalman's tshuva, and we'll finish with that in 20 minutes. Page 3. Are we going to start from the beginning? 1 second. Let's start where he talks about the plastic caps. What we have to figure out is what's the difference between the plastic caps and the metal caps. And the distinction that he's going to say is, you'll see soon, he'll say, we'll see it inside, but the metal cap is one piece of foil, one piece of metal tin, and then they go vroom. And then, so that you can snap off part of it, there are some perforations. But it's really one piece of metal. And that piece of metal as is, its use is going to be changed by you snapping off the bottom. As opposed to this, you see what he's going to say now. Okay? Ptikach, pkak, what's that third word?
Where are you?
I'm in the big bold letters at Bet. Okay. Towards the top.
Plastic.
What's the last third word?
Plastic.
What's the third word in bold?
Plastic.
Thank you. Okay. Masha katavti bepshitut. That which I wrote with obviousness, simply, le'esor to prohibit psichak, opening up, pkak, a cap, havraga. Havraga means what do you call the inside of a bolt? Screws, it has that, the threads, what do you call it? Screw on, of screwing. Havragami is a screw-on, something that you could... you understand what I mean by those things that go around and around and around?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the havraga. So screw-on. That which I said, that is prohibited. Hurak, that's only kishahatabat, that the ring, hanuchetzet, that's pushed off, himamish chelek, it is mamish apart, biltin ifrad, inseparable, miguf, from the body of the pekak. Meaning it's one piece. The only time that I prohibited it, and he'll show you that that's only by the metal pieces, is where the cap and the ring...
Separate?
Nifrad, separate, right? The way in Israel, the way they say, you have separate seating, is
yeah.
Nifrad. It's not nifrad, it's the ring is not separated from the body of the cap. Therefore... If it's part of it, then it's going to be aser. Masha'in, let's skip to the next underlined lines. Masha'in kain, as opposed to sug. What's a sug? Type of pkak of the cap, shall nidon didan, our nidon, our judgment, what we're judging, what we're discussing. Didan means of ours, shalanu. Nidon is the thing that's subject to judgment, our judgment, the judgment that we're dealing with, what we're talking about. Hooray, after all, he's talking about a plastic cap. Gam lefnei shehirkivu oto it. Before they wrote it, R-O-D-E, before they sat it down, Al-Habakbuk, before they sat that green plastic cap.
Nidon is not the one that when you go to the court you're accusing him to...
Yes, it's the one who's being judged.
Yeah.
Here's the topic that's being judged.
Yeah.
Correct. Before they put that cap, it was also attached, the ring was also attached to the bottle cap, right? Hare hatabat hazot, he said, no. Even before they attached it, Harihatabat hazot, that ring, nifredet beruba, is majority separated. Right, what's connecting it? It's not really attached, it's majority separated, mehapkak atzmo, from the cap itself. Vinikar, and it is recognizable, l'chol adam. Shehatabat hazot, what's that ring there for? Is it part of the cap? No, that ring is there, is a little bit separated. It's attached, but it's not a part of the same piece. It's mu'edet. It's designated rock only to lihiduk, to attach it, to hold it. Hapkak al hatzavar, to hold the cap on the neck. Well, vihi, and this ring, or what connects this ring, gam yoter dak, it's more thin. It's thinner than the pkak. It's a thinner material. Therefore, even though it's still attached, even though shegam tabadzu, this ring also is mechuberet, is attached bechelka in part of it with the cap. Mikom akom, nevertheless, nikar, it's recognizable mamish. It's mamish recognizable that it's a separate piece. Shehu davar nifrad, that's a separate piece. Once we look at it as a separate piece, here, can I have that bottle, please? And the cap. Once I realize, you could even look here. If you look here, I see there's one, One connection, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight little things. Do you see the white dots? Doug, you see these white dots there? Those are the eight little things where it's connected. So, and you see there's the face, and those eight little pieces of plastic where it's connected. So you see that it's a separate piece. What was the purpose of the top part? It was a cap. Was it a screw-on cap or not a screw-on cap? It was a perfectly screw-on cap. Does it function before and after the same or different? It functions the same before I broke it off and after I broke it off, except before I broke it off, there was something holding it in place. You know what it's like? Alex, if I tie you down right now, are you the same Alex before and after? Yeah. If I put a handcuffs on your wrist and tie you to your chair, you're the same Alan before and after. But before you were attached, now you're not attached. That's what he's about to say. This screw-on cap had the same physical quality of being a screw-on cap and the same purpose of being a screw-on cap, except here, it was handcuffed by the other piece. As opposed to when you have a metal cap, the metal cap, it's not that there is one piece that's the cap and the other piece is holding it there. What did we say before? How does the metal cap apply it? It was all one piece. So we look at all one big thing, which until now did not have the ability to screw on and off. And afterwards, you will have after you snap off the bottom ring, you will have the ability to screw it on and off. So you're making something that until now wasn't a screw-on, screw-off cap into a screw-on, screw-off cap, as opposed to here where it was the whole time a screw-on, screw-off cap. Just there was a handcuff on it. Let's see that inside. This is the key line. Masha Enkein, the second underlined lines. Masha Enkein, I'm up to the third underlined line. V'hatabat, right before the third set of underlined lines. Roem shapkak ho'ikr. The pekak is the main part. V'hatabat, and that ring, hikimo, is like, all it is a or, it's a piece of leather, oshav, or a little piece of, like, wax, shmisa viv lamechseh, that's around the seal. I mean, it's just like a seal that you put on to seal something, to attach something. Meaning, it's... Misaviv. What word is misaviv? You tell me. What's saviv? Share that, me, from?
Yeah,
saviv around. Sivivon, sav. Around and around. Vlachain, it's just like you have a cap that always was a cap and always will be a cap, but there's a little thing that's attached to it, like some, you know, like if in the olden days, how would they seal, a letter closed? A little bit of wax. So does that mean that you created an opening? No, the opening was there the whole time. You just sealed it with some wax. The wax was just dripped on it, and now you can't open it. That didn't take away the opening. It always was it. So here you have a cap. It always was a cap. Well, there's something connecting it, attaching it. It's a handcuffs. Therefore, harehim kishnei dvarim nifradim. There are two separate things. The ring and the cap are two separate things. The ring was just like a handcuffs to attach, to hold the cap in place. The cap, what was it before? It was a cap. So did you make a cap?
No,
it was a cap. And therefore, nira, it appears. Anyone know the next?
Yes.
Very good. What is le'aniyut da'ati? My poor opinion. What's that a way of saying, Alan?
I'm humble.
Correct. Guys, I'm humble. That means, according to my, the poverty of my opinion, meaning I don't have much to say, I don't understand things too well, but at least the way it appears to me, poor mind, regarding Nidon Didan, our case. Nidon is a case, that's the word, Alan. Nidon Didan, our case. Didan is ours. The Shapir, permitted. Shari, it is proper. Shapir means good. Shari, permitted. Mahasir Otob Shabbat, to take it off on Shabbos.
Yeah, the plastic one?
Correct.
But I have seen in some shoot that they have it off from before.
Yes, while you, and if you, Nathan, you've been a waiter in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't you a waiter? You were never a waiter?
No.
While you, 4 years ago, were you ever a waiter? You used to be a waiter, I remember.
I was a waiter, never a waiter.
You were never a waiter?
Well, Jesse was our waiter.
You were never a waiter,
no.
While you?
It was always hard to get that job.
I thought you were. So for Shabbos, they used to have the policy to open up all the bottle caps before Shabbos. So meaning if they have 250, no, during lunch they do it because they have the leftover bottles from last night that they reuse. But Friday night, oh, the bottle, they don't do it anymore. So 4 years ago, they used to open every bottle before Shas. So remember how many bottles there's that? This is, let's say, there's about 5-6 people to a bottle, and you have 250 people for lunch, that's 50 bottles for lunch, another 50, so you have like 90 bottles over Shabbos, 100 bottles, that they have to, they said, that the guys that did it, they said it would hurt them over here. Because they're doing it for 100 bottles, one after the other, it hurts over here. You have a few, 2-3 guys, that was their job. Other guys set the tables, other guys did this, 2-3 guys had to open 100 bottles. Sometimes 200 bottles, maybe. Instead of hurt over there. But Rav Shlomo, and then a few years ago, they stopped, they changed their policy, and they were lenient like this Rav Shlomo Zalman, that is permitted to.
I think it's a bill for the Ashkenazi, because sometimes, give me the bottle, they have like the, I don't know here, but at least in Chile, they have like the expiration date here.
Oh, that's a different issue.
And in Chile, all the bottles have it here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the Ashkenazi opened it before.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's interesting.
But we don't have that problem.
That's a different issue. That's a.
In the case of like the expiration date, when let's say it's like a bunch of like dots that make up a letter.
I mean, if you look at any piece of writing, if you look at it small enough, they're dots. They're really just.
Sometimes feels like it's actually like just dots.
Right, I know. What you're saying. Is that a letter? Is that not a letter? You know what? We're going to learn. Sorry?
I'm not sure what it's based on. I've never asked the search, but I do know someone who's learned a language, like very like from guy who actually does hope a distinction between like lines and the dots that are being like, the dots are. There's one dot needs to not actually connect it.
I hear that. You know what? We're going to learn Kosev in a few weeks. It's the next Mishnah. So hopefully we'll find out if it has to be anything that you read as a letter or it actually has to be an official letter. That's what you're asking, right? We read it. Expedate 11/12. You know, you and I read it as words, but it's not. That's not a letter. We'll have to read. Let's figure out what's the idea of Ksiva. Okay. So, is it clear the difference between a metal cap and a plastic cap? Metal cap, it's one piece beforehand. And that one piece was not able to be used. Once you break it off, then you made it able to be used to screw on and off. But beforehand, there was one piece. The only difference is that this is really two different pieces, as shown by the fact that there's a big separation between them. You can see it very clearly on this Dasani. And since it's two different pieces, well, there's a bottom and a top. The top is a bottle cap that screws on and off, always has and always will. The bottom is just like a handcuff, just like a string to keep it in place, just like a drip of wax to keep the letter sealed. And therefore, you're allowed to disconnect something that's tight. When you have any wrapper that's on, you have on Shabbos, you open up the wrapper to get what's inside. So that's just holding on to the cap to prevent you from opening it the first time. So you broke it off that piece, but you didn't. But it was always was a screw-on cap before, and it is a screw-on cap now. Let's see. Let's finish off. Let's see the next paragraph.
Excuse me, I'm sending it.
What? You linked to the picture?
No, I'm sending it. I thought you stopped.
Oh, yeah. A few more minutes. 5 more minutes. The next paragraph. Pekak habraga, a screw-on cap, shall plastic. You see the brackets, plastic. Hu kli chashuv, it's a significant kli. Asher gam, that also kav lo tosefet, they gave for it an extra shel tabat, an extra ring. Bishvil pam harishon abavat, for the first time alone. Meaning it was always a cap, a useful cap, except for the first use of it, they gave it also a ring. She haste that it will be muhudak, attached, yoter chazak, stronger. The tosefet zu, this extra ring, this tosefet, this extra. How do you know what the word tosefet means in modern Hebrew? Additional, but a tosefet is like a free topping, right? Like you buy ice cream and then the tosefet is.
You take the topping and you put the mem in musaf.
Yes, same word for the yes, same word. No saf for the weight of. Additional, yeah. It's Tosef, it's an addition. He rachad pami bavad. That ring is a one-time thing. V'lachein, therefore, la'achar, after, sheminat kim, that you disconnect. That's a hard word. La'achar, sheminat kim, after you disconnect, etapkak, third line. You with me, Alan?
Yeah.
Third line, etapkak, after you disconnect the pkak, the cap, me'atabat, from the ring, choshevani, ay choshev. What's choshev?
I'm worried.
I think. ani, ni meaning me, I think, to b'shvil hayitaron hazeh, because of this addition, yoter, that this, the ring, shurak l'pam achat bavad, that you just was attached for that first time, for one time use, look, that didn't take away the fact that it's attached to this handcuffs, the fact that this bottle cap, which screws on and off, is attached to handcuffs, that should make it not a bottle cap? That should make it not a screw-on cap? Just because there's a one-time attacher that prevents it from being open that first time? Nah. Look, Puck, it didn't take off claw at all. Shame Kli. I mean, before you open it, was it not a screw-on cap? No, it doesn't take off at all, the name of the Kli, Me'ikar Hapkach, for the main part of the cup. How do we look at a bottle cap before it's opened? Look at this key line at the end of the second paragraph. V'hurak nechshav, it's just considered lipkak havraga, as a screw-on cap. I share that. Pam rishono hu chazak, that the first time you use it, it's tight, it's strong. V'lutamid, and always, regularly, it's ragil, it's regular. Ah. Then let's go to the bottom of the lines, and we'll finish with this. Nirlani etaiti. It seems to my humble, my poor opinion, shegam, that also lifnei harchavat hapkak. He's just repeating himself. Okay, let's do the second. Okay, he's just going to repeat. The first line is going to be repetition. Here he's just summing everything up, contrasting plastic with metal. The first line will be plastic, and the next line will be metal. He's repeated this line that we're about to read is a repetition. Nirlani etaiti. It seems to my poor mind. Shagam lifnei, even before harchavat, that we widened hapkak, we widened the pkak, the cap al habakbuk. Gam kei nikra, it was also called b'shem pkak havraga. It was called a screw-on cap. Im yitaron, with the addition shel pam harishona, that the first time yeah yoter chazak, that will be stronger, it'll be more tight, it has these little things holding it down. Mashein kein, as opposed to b'pkakim shel pach, with caps made out of metal, made out of tin, shakol hayana aser, rak al tzavar habakbuk. It was all made on. It wasn't two pieces. One was just a holding thing, and one was a cap. It was made on the. It was one piece of metal, and all just smushed onto the side of the bottle. Al tzavar habakbuk. Therefore, it was never got the shame. Lo chal alav. It never had on it. A shame shall pkak havraga. It never had on it a name of a screw-on cap until when? Rak la'achar, until after Hani took the removal from the ring. Only after you remove it from the ring, then it's a screw-on cap. Until then, it's a seal. And that's the psak of Reb Shlomo Zalman. The next paragraph, which we don't have to talk about now because it's not really Makav Patish, is what about opening soda cans? Not bottles, but soda cans, and you take off the, he uses a good word, a tongue. A little thing that uses a tongue. That he says is going to be mutter. You can open up a soda bottle on Shabbos. That's this discussion. And maybe tomorrow we'll talk about one more halakhic application, which is going to be separating, you know, those yogurts or chocolate puddings you have to snap off?
Yeah.
So is that going to be makav patish? Because you're putting the finishing touch on your yogurt cup. That we'll talk about tomorrow a little bit, and then...
It wouldn't be the same as a bottle. We would have, like, there.
Well, there it's... Oh, we'll have to see. You're not making a new kli, you're just... You're just putting the finishing touch. Meaning the cup is always a cup, you're just putting the finishing touch. Now it's more usable. Okay, have a great day.